Welcome to Artipus, art you can hear. 5 years ago today, on August 4th, 2014, the very first episode of Artipus aired on World Radio Paris in, well, Paris. Welcome to Expo Paris. Artipus started out as Expo Paris, a five-minute review of art exhibits around town. Problem was, I couldn't squeeze in everything I had to say in only 5 minutes. So after a couple of months, I asked station manager David Blanc for 10, which then became 15. And then 20. It's just like that unsung superhero The Tick says, 5 will get you 10, 10 will get you 20, and 20 will get you a million. We don't have a million of anything, except stories about art. That we have ad infinitum. If you're new to the show, Artipus, aka me, visits art exhibits from the biggest museums to independent galleries to graffiti in the streets. I talk about what I see and how it makes me feel through stories from my own life and current events. I use art as a bridge to try and connect the personal to the global as we all try to make sense of our changing world. Who am I? I'm Susie Kolick, the host of Artipus. I'm a storyteller, an art lover, and a martial artist. I spent some time on the Lower East Side of New York City in the 1980s, learning sound engineering from the legendary Ronnie Ardito at CBGB's, and running around with arts collective the Rivington School, and later the Williamsburg Immersionists in the 1990s. Generally, spending my 20s being totally irresponsible and having loads of fun. But I also soaked up a lot of experiences, and a lot of art. I spent my 30s in Hollywood honing my storytelling skills through screenwriting and learned a new perspective on the world through martial arts. When I hit 40, it was time to take all those experiences to Paris, where Artipus, nay Expo Paris, was born. Now I'm in my 50s, as I like to remind my neighbor Philip of all the time, when we're having a drink at our local bar, the George R., in Berlin. I relocated to Berlin in 2016, rechristened our now 30-ish minute podcast to Artipus, Art You Can Hear, and started mixing in tracks from some of Europe's best independent musicians to give our stories about art even more life. We think art is important and that creativity can save the world. We hope you do too, or that, at least, you like a good story. You can find us on WRP in Paris, Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Acast, and wherever you get your podcasts. Tune in every fortnight for a new episode. And now, without further ado, here is our very first episode telling stories about art. Happy birthday, Artipus. Welcome to Expo Paris, opinionated reviews and recommendations of exhibits around town. Expo Paris visits Oh Baby Oh Baby, artist Anna Jensen's first solo Paris exhibit, currently at Galerie Nouvelle Organon in Montmartre. American artist Anna Jensen is largely a self-taught artist, working on canvas with acrylics and mixed media from her home studio in the American South, where she was born and raised. She usually works large. Her canvases average around 5 feet by 6 feet. But for her first solo show in Paris, she's brought smaller pieces to the Galerie Nouvelle Organon in Montmartre. The show features 23 of Miss Jensen's works. The paintings are colorful, colors bordering on the garish that feature bizarre yet familiar juxtapositions of high and low art that all tell the story of damaged families and damaged lives behind smiling faces clinging furiously to normal. It's David Lynch meets Flannery O'Connor, true Southern Gothic in all its twisted glory. The story begins for me with the painting titled A Foreboding Shadow Befell Her, So She Drowned Her Future Sorrows. The painting itself is taken directly from a family photograph in which, thanks to the accident of a double exposure, an actual shadow does fall across the young Anna. For Ms. Jensen, it is the moment she understands her mother will not always be with her. But for the viewer, it's perhaps that moment in childhood for each of us when we catch a glimpse of the complications of our own existence. A distinct feature of this painting and throughout Ms. Jensen's work is the detail of patterns. Patterns of wallpaper, of popular design, of clothing, that range from the sweetly nostalgic, like the wallpaper in Ms. Jensen's family kitchen, to the gauche depiction of, in Ms. Jensen's words, some danky living room in Podunk, as shown in the piece Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, in which a Lucian Freud-type figure wears nothing more than what looks like a Lucha Libre mask and gold high heels in a, well, a danky living room in Podunk. The 23 paintings are, in fact, reproductions of the much larger originals. The works at Nouvelle Organon are printed on canvas and painted over to sharpen the lines, pop the colors, and reproduce the quirkier textures of the originals, like the glitter applied to the shoe of a nude, that make these smaller versions both richer and kitschier at the same time, kind of like reality television. Patterns, nudes, the female image are all juxtaposed in that way of pop art that is both poetic and awkward at the same time. But Ms. Jensen is not afraid of using the empty space on a canvas to tell her story as well. The painting titled I Couldn't Bring Myself to Throw Your Antacid Away depicts a pair of woman's legs in ice skates, inspired by the entrance to a skating rink in Italy, with everything above the flippy little ice skating skirt exploding in a silver antacid cloud on a background of sky blue. Ms. Jensen explained that this painting was the result of the end of a long and tumultuous love affair, and, true to her nature of playing out her emotions in her paintings, when she learned her ex liked this particular piece, she added the image of a woman falling to her death from a 1930s photo Ms. Jensen found of a woman's suicide. It's a funny and morose piece that manages to stick it to her ex while at the same time allowing us to sympathize with her and allow for new dreams to unfold in the empty blue space. My favorite piece in the show is titled, Finally, I'm a Functioning Alcoholic. Titles are important to Ms. Jensen, and it's where her dark humor really shines. In this painting, a red-haired woman stands nude on her manicured lawn, surrounded by meticulously pruned roses in front of her perfect suburban home. It is both sad and joyous, the fragile nudity of the woman crowned by her jolly red hair, her desperate happiness oblivious to her house on fire in the background. 23 paintings in the 30-square-meter gallery seems cluttered. The paintings themselves are cluttered with the ephemera of family life, suburban homes, the uncomfortable proximity of siblings and parents, of strangers who are family, of self, reflected in the people and objects thrust upon us. Classic art and pop art referenced throughout the work are like windows to the outside world, almost like escape hatches. Ms. Jensen's growth and journey are played out across each canvas, her personal demons and triumphs populating each painting with images that range from referencing classic and well-known works of art to personal ephemera that often literally litter the floor of the paintings. At first glance, especially after living in Paris among Parisians for several years, the paintings are the definition of TMI, the American habit of offering too much information up front. But then you remember that this habit is also endearing. There's an innocence and a naive honesty to it that is as warm and open as the American handshake. I would have preferred to see two of the large originals in the small gallery rather than so many smaller pieces. Obviously, they would have had a different impact and meaning, emphasizing the claustrophobia that can be so present in family life, as well as in American culture in general. Because it's not just Ms. Jensen's own psyche that is on display here. In many ways, it is also America's. The fears, the distractions, the endless obsessing and self-analysis, the binging and purging, the sinning and the guilt. The paradox of a country that is so vast it can make an individual feel so pressed and suffocated, as vulnerable and fragile as the subjects in Ms. Jensen's paintings. Because America can also be naive and confusing and sweet, like the almost nude with the sweetly confused face in Ms. Jensen's perfectly titled, Terribly Vulnerable to Joy. Oh Baby runs until August 8th at Nouvelle Organon, 28 Rue Muller in the 18th arrondissement. That's all for Expo Paris this week. I'm Susie Colic from the American University of Paris. This is WRP. Artipus is produced in Berlin for Zynga Network, and you can find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify under Zynga Network. Just search for S-I-N-G-E Network. Artipus is also broadcast in France exclusively on World Radio Paris, WRP on your DAB dial. I'm Susie Colic, and you've been listening to Artipus. Art you can hear. You've been listening to Artipus, produced and edited in Berlin by Susie Kolick, with original theme music by Hotlegs, for the Zynga Network, SINGE Network.com.